Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Thang in the house, and we make you this promise right out of the gates. We will do our best to bring you all up. Does this sound convincing? Is it working?
What promise are you about to commit me to?
I'm just going to try to get everybody to rise up and be inspired and be ready to attack the day. Because, man, when it's raining like this, it's hard.
Oh, my God. It was so hard this morning. And I had to take the trash out to the street. Oh, that was so annoying.
I would consider just... laying down and ending it all. If you have to do something like that. That's one where it's such a tiny little chore.
Yes.
But as soon as a cold rain is falling, you think, I can't do this adult thing anymore.
I'm like, how full is this trash can? Can I just leave it? Oh, that rain.
Yeah.
God, this rain.
So we're going to do our best. I'm telling you, we're going to band together. We're going to rise up because this weather makes you want to rise down, lay under a blankie, and never leave it.
A blankie, huh?
Yeah. Oh, a blankie, yeah.
Not a blanket,
mm-mm.
Not a quilt, a blankie.
Blankie. Even if it's a blanket or a quilt, it becomes a blankie on a day like
a
today.
A day like this, it automatically.
Oh, my God. I took a nap on the couch yesterday. I think someone must have, like, invisibly strapped me to the couch.
You couldn't get out?
And that blankie must have weighed like 1,000 pounds. That's what it was.
Zach and his blankie.
Curse you, blankie. But, yeah, this is the kind of weather. I don't know about you. It makes me want to sit around and eat cheeseburgers.
Ooh.
I know, doesn't it?
I'll take cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't know. I think I just want something like a little bit more finger friendly.
Finger friendly.
Yeah.
Okay.
A cheeseburger's not finger friendly. Like, so, you think of like, you know, popcorn or like Ritz crackers or something like that. Something a little bit more finger friendly. Hamburgers are hand friendly.
Yeah.
You got to put that in your hand.
Who did this to you and ruined your comfort food ideas? Ritz crackers? Are you crazy?
I love Ritz crackers.
Oh, they're fine.
I eat like 50 at a time. I eat an entire row at one sitting.
Ritz crackers is one of those things. And you can text in to 52353. Things that you're not allowed to have in your house because you'll destroy them. You know what I mean?
Ritz crackers are gone.
And a Ritz cracker would be one for me. Because next thing you know, the whole sleeve is just where'd it go.
Yeah.
And with a Ritz cracker, how do you eat them?
It depends on, typically it's just one out the thing. Like I'll just open it. I won't put anything, no peanut butter or anything, just okay. One at a time.
And you just, do you put the whole thing in your mouth? Do you take a bite?
That's so funny you asked me that. Yes. And people have judged me about that. I put the whole thing in my mouth.
See, that doesn't feel like the proper way to eat a
Ritz
cracker.
It's kind of the same way I eat Oreos.
You put the whole Oreo in your mouth?
No, not Oreos. I'm thinking of those powdered donuts. I'll put the entire thing. The small ones, for the record, okay. The small ones.
Man, even a little powdered donut.
I put the whole thing in there.
You're taking your life into your own hands because one false inhale and you're gone. I mean, that's those little right
down. I live on the edge.
I guess you do.
When it's my turn. But until then, I'm going to enjoy this.
Then I'm a grown man with like kids and a job and a mortgage and stuff. But to me, the best way to eat a Ritz cracker is the nibble.
The nibble? See, there's so many crumbs, though. What do you do with all the crumbs on your blankie?
You nibble and you suck at the same time. Those crumbs, they all go in. But yeah, it's just something about that buttery nibble goodness. You get all of it. You just throw in the whole thing in there. You might as well just be a saltine.
Oh, no, don't you dare.
I mean, why bother?
Don't you dare bring a saltine to this party.
You're not
party.
Even savoring the flavoring. How dare you?
You're being very disrespectful, bringing a saltine to my Ritz
I
party.
You are being disrespectful to the Ritz by eating it so improperly. Probably bite a cheese stick, you weirdo. 52353. See, he does. Knew it. Hey, if you're looking forward to your own death, Miss Monica has an idea. DIY Diamond of the Day is next. Hey! Some people are just bad. They're just bad people.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it? The Bad Seed?
Oh, yeah.
That movie?
But I don't think I'm alone. In fact, I know I'm not alone.
I know you're not the only bad person. I see bad people all the time.
I see bad people. Is it when you're getting ready in the morning in the mirror?
Yes. and according to Antoine, I think I might be on his side. So
yes, I think Monica is too.
I really shouldn't be laying it on this thing.
I feel confident that you do this as well, Monica.
No you're way. A bad person. No There's way. No doubt.
You know, in life, there are people, there are things, there is stuff that in your time of need, you reach out to,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
It's when you're feeling low, you're feeling depressed or whatever, you reach out to something and you expect results. You hope for results. You get those results and you're like super happy.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And I realized that I was taking advantage of this Super Bowl Sunday. And what I'm taking advantage of...
On God's most holiest of days? Oh, no!
And it's funny you say that, because I realized on Sunday, I'm taking advantage of God.
Are you now?
With my prayers.
Oh, I see. Yes.
The
oh.
things... People in the world are praying for health.
Yep.
Poverty-stricken people are praying to get out of their circumstance.
Like food, mm-hmm. you know, that kind yeah. of thing.
And on Sunday, I am praying loud, looking up to the heavens, for the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because one of my best friends is a San Francisco 49ers fan.
Oh, so out of spite.
So I am praying for a prayer that is unnecessary, out of spite. I am wasting God's time. I am taking advantage
you are.
Of our he Lord.
You. And you're actually, you're praying not even for your own team to win, but for someone else's team to lose.
Yes,
that's really
I
what
am,
you're doing.
I am interrupted because you know God has a hotline where all their yeah. prayers come uh-huh. through, and it's line one, line two. I am taking up a line of a prayer that's probably needed.
I feel like those are the you kinds are of prayers else. That should go to the spam filter. You
yeah,
know?
That, but he's answering them.
He is?
He's answering them. Yes, Lord, he is. And it's not. It doesn't stop there. Yesterday, I was driving in, and I was driving a little faster than I should have been.
Okay.
And I passed a police officer.
Oh.
Who then hit their brakes. And I prayed to our Lord, please don't let him turn you. Around. And the Lord answered, yes, he did. He answered. He was there for me. So I want to apologize if you prayed for something that was necessary. If you yep. prayed for something that was important yesterday around 4:45 and you didn't get it.
You're not going to hate me.
And it didn't happen because God was busy with Antoine's trivial request.
He was keeping a police officer driving straight down that
you?
Road.
Shame on you.
Shame.
Now tell me I'm the only one. Tell me I'm the only one that's taking advantage of our prayers.
You're the
only one.
Wow. What was that, Zach?
I don't know. I choked on something.
Monica?
Huh?
Monica?
You're the only.
Yep. You're the only one.
I just sit there and I'm like,
I know, I feel bad sometimes.
Wow, this is a waste of a prayer, but I'm gonna ask for it anyway.
You know, our business hinges on these ratings, and you know, you always want to. And so when I'm praying to God for good ratings, I think this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing.
Yep. That's where your prayer yep. is.
Somebody
a lot
else
of things
is like,
going on in the world.
Please, God, get this tumor out of my head. I'm like, can we just have an 18-34 share? Come on, God. At least mine was for all our benefits and not the sadness of one of your friends.
Hey, you know what?
You rooted for
it. It was for my happiness, too, though, because if he's sad, I was happy. This doesn't make it any better. Never mind.
Well, God, you if you're listening, and I don't make this a prayer because I would never do that. Because
right.
Antoine is the only
one. Only.
Mm-hmm. But God, just remember what he did to you. When his Dallas Cowboys take the field in September. Just, that's it. Oh, I'm just putting that in.
Oh, you're getting Monica now, though.
I don't know. We like the weekend when it gets to about now in the actual week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Friday Eve, when his songs come on a Monday or Tuesday, it's just not the same,
it's
man.
It's a tease. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually fit.
He calls himself the weekend. You think, how dare you?
You liar.
I know.
You're Tuesday.
Well, and then you get mad at him because you think, you're a big-time music singer person, so every day is the weekend in your life, you jerk.
So now you become bitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing right now.
I do like that song, I will say.
It's a fun song. Yeah, I could see so many like montages happening,
mm-hmm.
like 90s, 80s montages or
something. What it has for me, that song, is it makes me feel like I am driving around doing very, very bad things in an old version of Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
Maybe like Vice City.
Oh, yeah.
That one. Yes.
See, for me, I think that song should be on Stranger Things,
ooh,
if it's not already.
Yes.
Like, that's a Stranger Things type song.
If you're a Stranger Things nerd, and I have two of them in my house, and they're 10 and 7 years old.
I'm going to say, are you one of them?
I might be. All right, so I have three of them. You know what? I'm bringing my wife in. So we have four Stranger Thing nerds in the house. There was talk that season 4 was going to be the final season,
uh-huh.
and now word is there's going to be a fifth season.
Oh, wow.
Now, they're saying the fifth will be the last. But they're gonna kind of drag the storyline out of that fourth season and kind of do it over two.
They have to hurry up. Them kids are growing.
Them kids are growing.
They're about to be voting and things like that.
Oh my God, I know. And Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven on that show, when you see her on the show, she's a kid, and then in real life, she looks older than
yes, she is.
She is. You know, it's
and she's only 15, but she looks like Hollywood. Puts years on you.
I know. It
does.
It
ages you a little bit.
And then Drake starts texting you and all that stuff. That's how it works. Text 52353. We're just doing the diamond of the day about the DIY coffin. Mm-hmm. This is this text. My father-in-law had his coffin in the living room and used it as a coffee table. Wow.
So he got it early, uses it as furniture. Hey, that's a smart man. He is resourceful.
The coffin table, get it? That's okay. Creepy.
That wasn't terrible.
You sit in there and you have just a cookbook. Hey, what's this? Oh, this will be my coffin. When I die, just push me in here in the living room.
But,
you can die watching football, and then they just push him right in.
But he could put little knickknacks like the remotes and things like that are inside the coffin. Like, I think, hey, this is a smart guy.
You know what's impossible is when someone says knickknack to not think paddywhack.
You can't say paddywhack without thinking give the dog
Well, it all comes together, of course. We're also talking about the things you can't have in your house because you will just destroy them. The text goldfish. Not the actual fish, but
the snack.
The cracker.
Yeah.
And this person says, I am an adult. They're so tempting, and we have tons of them in the house because I have children, especially if you have that big milk carton looking one. And it's just the spout is right there, Antoine, and you just want to pour a few of them into your hand.
And it's like gravity pulls on them harder when you're pouring them into a bowl or anything.
I'm never going to have a six pack except for the one you drink. That's the
a six pack of goldfish.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm going to have. Antoine is an abuser of the Lord's power. We learned that yesterday.
I'm not perfect.
No, you're far from it. You're not even halfway decent, my friend. The abuse of God's power, and not just for your own benefit, but the unbenefit of others in your life. How dare you?
I realized on Sunday, people in the world are praying for health. Poverty-stricken people are praying to get out of their circumstance.
Like food, you know, that kind of thing.
And on Sunday, I am praying loud, looking up to the heavens, for the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because one of my best friends is a San Francisco 49ers fan.
Oh, so out of spite. How dare you?
He was listening yesterday.
Yeah?
When I made that confession, I got a text message from him like, you are a jerk.
You are. I know.
I don't think I'm a jerk.
You prayed so his team would lose. And you what's his name?
Greg.
Greg. Yes. So you said, God, please ruin Greg's day. Give Greg the worst Sunday of his life.
I was taught that when you need something, you go to the Heavenly Father and you ask for it.
Yeah.
I need
it. Like health, wealth, you know, that kind of thing. You needed Greg to have a bad day.
Happiness. You could ask for happiness. And you know how happy it made me for Greg to be upset because his team lost the Super Bowl? It made me extremely happy. Thank you, Jesus.
Man, Greg, take your mama out to dinner and like not call her back or something. I mean, poor Greg, just trying to be your friend. Do you even have a friend who's a Kansas City Chiefs fan, like a real fan, like a diehard fan?
No.
No.
Exactly. That's the point.
No.
So I cheer for nobody to win.
You could have supported Greg.
I did not.
Because you know what? I really didn't have a dog in the fight, did not care, but I have a really good friend who's a huge 49ers fan, so I was kind of rooting for the 49ers. I had Les's back, thank you very much. Greg, if you would like to come over to my circle of friends, you may do so.
I support him and everything else.
And it didn't even stop there. Then he just starts abusing the Lord for his own benefit too.
It doesn't stop there. Yesterday,
I know I said that it doesn't stop there.
Hey, I was driving in, and I was driving a little faster than I should have been.
Okay.
And I passed a police officer.
Oh.
Who then hit their brakes. And I prayed to our Lord, please don't let him turn around. And the Lord answered. Yes, he did. He answered. He was there for me.
Shame on you.
Hey, I was told ask and ye shall receive.
You know, we got a lot of cops that listen to this show, and we're very thankful for that. So all y'all that are listening, you pull him over next time. You give him that ticket.
You listen to the Lord. Nope. Listen to the Lord.
Give him that ticket because Uncle Zach has to go to dip class, and I would like company. So get him in dip class with me.
No.
Come on. Did you know we're in an ice age right now?
What?
We're in an ice age right now.
Please continue.
I will, but I'm going to do some other stuff first, and then you have to come back for the scoopla. So in about 6 minutes, I'm going to tell you why we're in an ice age right now, and there is no end in sight.
The ice age.
Antoine, you're going to be 60-something years old when this is over. Tell you what, you throw this song in there, you got that Weekend song. It's like 1982 around here or something. I don't know what's going on. I do know what's going on. You probably don't even know. We're in an ice age right now.
I need more details.
All
about
you ever hear about is global warming. But guess what? Ice age.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the scoopla.
And I'm sure someone sciencey will want to text in and say, well, it's because of global warming is why it's colder and blah, blah, blah. I don't get into any of those arguments. I don't care.
Irrelevant.
Okay? I can't control the sun, so I'm just going to wake up and I'm going to do me.
I'm going with it.
But according to this, we are about to enter a, quote, mini ice age for the next 30 years. 30.
Now, to me, that sounds cold.
Yes.
And I don't want to be cold.
Well, Antoine, we're in a solar minimum.
Don't know what that means either. It sounds like less solar than in other places.
Well, fortunately for you, and to be clear, it's been a long time since I took any kind of
science.
But I have a piece of paper that's highlighted
in front
of me. And according to NASA, the sun will reach its lowest activity in over 200 years this year.
Okay.
So it's called a solar minimum. So I guess the sun kind of gets hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, and we're in a colder spell. And they say that solar minimums are part of the sun's natural life cycle, and they occur about once every 11 years. However, 2020's minimum is a special case because it marks the start of a rare event known as a grand solar minimum.
So it's grand, but it's also the minimum.
Right. Where energy emitted from the sun plummets down even more than usual. They only occur about once every 400 years. So this hasn't happened since like the 1600s.
Okay.
And they say for the next 30 years, we're going to have extreme winters.
No, chilly, cold storms.
No.
I decline. I decline.
Sorry.
Who can I write a letter to?
Nope.
God.
The sun. Oh, here he goes using God's power again.
Lord, if you just listen to me one more
God,
time.
God, it's me, Antoine, please. I need it to be a 10 degrees warmer.
We don't know. Yeah. I've been loving this winter.
Yeah.
This winter of 2019, 2020 so far has been perfect.
Yeah. And maybe we'll be spared. Maybe this is just like England is screwed. You know, if you're closer Santa and that sort of thing. But not to worry. These icy spells and wet summers, too, which sucks.
Oh, my God.
They'll be gone around 2053.
2053. All right, 33 years.
Yeah,
man.
33.
I'm 68.
My God. Oh, Lord, I'll be 75. My God. I don't like this.
I don't want it at all.
All right, let's go. Happy place. Let's try.
I'm going to Mars.
You know, you hear a lot of crap about the environment and how everything is so bad. And again, global warming, this and blah, blah, blah. And we fight over these things. I have 5 good things that happened for the environment in 2019.
Five good things. Let's be positive.
Let's pretend the last 4 minutes never happened. Let's just talk about good things. Bunch of countries planted a whole lot of trees.
Okay.
We got that.
Black trees.
India did 220 million in one day.
Good oxygen. Wow.
Busy, holy crap. What a busy day.
What shift did they have?
I feel like maybe, you know what they did? They put 220 million seeds in a plane and they just pushed them out.
That had to be it. There was not people out there individually planting.
O'Doyle rules. There we go. Ethiopia did 350 million. Canada promised to plant 2 billion by 2030. And there's a tech company that says they're going to use drones to plant 1 billion more. All right. There's one good thing. Humpback whale population booming, baby.
All right.
Yep.
Let me a good humpback whale.
100 years ago, there were only about 450 left. And now we're up to 25,000.
So they've been getting romantic.
They have been humpback whaling over there. Number 3, teenager came up with a new way to remove microplastics from water supplies.
So teenager's not a person?
A teenager.
Okay, I'm with you now. Go ahead.
Fionn Ferreira won Google's 2019 Science Fair. His method was 87% effective. Good for that dude. Number 4, scientists in Mexico created a new type of plastic that's biodegradable, made from cactus. So there you go. And number 5, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Are you familiar with the garbage patch?
I am not.
You didn't know this garbage patch?
Like, it's something that's patching garbage, it's covering garbage?
There is a floating sea of garbage.
Oh, yes. Okay. I never knew what it was called. I know what you're talking
about. It's like the size of Texas
bigger. Yes.
Yeah, it's the cleanup got underway in 2019. And again, a teenager was involved because back in 2012, some 19-year-old came up with a way that you could collect stuff from the garbage patch, and that's how they're doing it to start recycling.
So people are going out to it. Volunteering,
I guess. Yeah.
And then come. That's
and
nice.
These rotten teenagers always making me feel like I'm not doing anything with my life.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
You see like a 15-year-old going out there. I'm like, all right.
I have responsibilities.
What am I doing?
I got
bills to pay. Backwards game is next. Antoine versus Monica talking all backwards. Then what would you do with a 5-second shopping spree? 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
That's all you get.
That's it?
Yeah, that's coming up in the trending. Then a brand new birthday scam where I tell this woman that she sounds exactly like my ex-girlfriend and I cannot keep it together. That is on the way here on The Thang.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thang. It's your
wedding, yes. All right, so the Awesome Foursome is the official kickoff to the weekend on Fridays. Uh-huh. And since it's Friday Eve, I guess this is the... Is it the unofficial kickoff to the weekend? Or is it the official kickoff to the kickoff of the weekend?
I would say the unofficial kickoff.
Officially.
Yeah.
I like that.
Officially unofficial kickoff.
Perfect. See, none of that makes any sense, just like this game. The backwards game here on your K92 Morning Thing. It is Monica Brooks. It is Antoine Terrell.
Yes.
And it is a bunch of stuff played backwards. I give you the phrase. We flip it around. You got to talk all backwards. And then we flip you around,
mm-hmm.
and we see what you sound like.
Yeah.
Antoine, this is your chance at retribution. Earlier this week, you were terrible in the backwards game.
I wouldn't say I was terrible. I just wasn't my best.
It was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
It was terrible. It was awful.
Jeez, guys.
My goodness.
All right. Thanks for being there, friends.
Fine, you know what? Losers first. So you get to go here in the game. I'll give you the phrase, and then you'll hear it two times backwards, and then Monica Brooks will hear it two times backwards as well. Okay. And this one's fitting for you, Antoine, because I know you say this all the time in your life.
I hate you, Zach.
Mayonnaise is delicious.
I see that one sounds more like something you say.
Hmm.
So we're going to flip mayonnaise is delicious backwards two times. Here we go. One more time.
Sounds delicious, whatever that
That's
was.
That's what I sound like when it's in my mouth.
Yes. Somebody, yeah, Antoine is not a fan of mayonnaise. Monica, by the way, and I don't think you even heard the phrase forwards. It is
mayonnaise is delicious.
Which, as we know, Antoine is a lover of mayonnaise.
Mm.
Yeah.
Two times. Here we go. What does it sound like backwards? Your second time, Monica Brooks.
CNN.
It's on CNN.
It is. Sessionalize CNN, Antoine. Now, you never know until you flip it around exactly what do you have around here. We're looking for mayonnaise is delicious. Here's Antoine.
Sessionalize.
You sound so confused. Like, I don't even know how to like these because I don't like mayonnaise.
Flipping it around now. We are listening for mayonnaise is delicious. Here it is.
Mayonnaise is delicious.
Ooh, hey, delicious.
Hey, talk to me nice on that last one.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a good little delicious right there.
I know.
Your mayonnaise, and because you hate mayonnaise, that's kind of the way you say it anyway.
Exactly how I feel about it.
Delicious.
Monica Brooks, mayonnaise is delicious. Backwards is.
CNN.
I'm feeling that Antoine is going to be in better shape on this one.
I know.
Just a vibe, but who knows? Maybe CNN secretly, when you air their news backwards, is something about mayonnaise. Let's find out. Mayonnaise is delicious.
Mayonnaise is delicious.
Wow. Much closer than I thought. Let me try that again.
Mayonnaise is delicious.
Okay. Your delicious is good, Antoine, but the rest of it is fairly weak. Let's see what Monica has.
Mayonnaise is delicious.
That is a point for Monica. It's got to be a point for Monica.
My delicious was the strongest word. Her mayonnaise was meh.
Yeah. But it was there.
It was meh.
Antoine, I have good news. This is round two of the backwards
game. I'm going to win it anyway.
Which we all know is fixed. It is a fixed round because we always end up in round three. So, Monica, you will go first this time.
Okay.
Here it is, forwards.
Valentine's Day right around the corner. Maybe people are saying this.
Girl, I love you.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. So we're going to flip that around backwards, see what kind of romanticals we end up with. Here it is. First time, Monica.
We've a lot hard.
One more time.
We've a lot horg.
We love a lot horg.
I love it. I like it a lot.
I thought the phrase was Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Whatever else you said, I was like, oh my God.
There's so many things. No. So you haven't heard it forwards yet.
No.
Okay, because we take our headphones off and everything. Is it
that girl? I love you.
That's all.
Okay.
Girl, all right. I love you.
All right.
You do get bonus points if you sound like, girl, I love
all
you.
All right.
Here we go backwards. Two times. We've a lot hard. One more time. We've a lot hard.
We like hard.
Oh,
man. Hmm. It's going to be tough to fix round two. I feel like Monica clearly has that one. I don't know, though. No. We'll find out. It never matters till it matters. Girl, I love you. Backwards from Monica.
We love that, Horg.
Flipping it around now. Here it is.
The girl. Hallelujah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's a good. Southern that's a twang drop. On it, too. Yeah. That's Southern drawl.
You sound like you're at Sidewinders. I mean, you really do.
The girl. Hallelujah.
Come get in my truck.
You can hang out with, what's his name? Is it Sam Neill?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lil Nas X and that whole thing.
With that commercial.
I like that. Okay, Antoine, here we go.
Ooh, Eli, Lord.
I'm not sure.
No, that's,
I'm not sure how it's going to work here.
Wow.
You were real tipsy right there.
I had a few more drinks.
Yeah, and it wasn't even close. Point Antoine.
Yes.
He was so perfect.
I did my best.
You did. I know. Just
girl.
Yeah, sorry, Monica. I just don't hear it in there.
Kids, never give up. Never give up, kids. Right. You never know what can happen.
Cheaters never win or something. I don't know what it is. Okay, round three. It all comes down to this. Like I said, round two is fixed. It really doesn't matter. The final backwards round is this.
You psycho.
Okay, a little sound effect action in there as well. Antoine, you'll hear it two times backwards. Here's one time. One more time. Okay, not bad. Not good either, but not bad. Not bad at all. Monica Brooks, the phrase you're looking for when it's forward is...
You psycho.
Gotta get a little sound effect action in there. So we flip it around backwards. Two times, it becomes... You also have to pull yourself backwards while you're doing it. Here we go.
Something is sweet. I don't think I can repeat the word, but it's sweet.
We are looking for you, psycho. Antoine. Take that, flip it around, and what do we end up with? We end up with this.
He, psycho.
Okay.
You, psycho.
Monica Brooks.
Who's that sweet?
Okay, we're looking for you, psycho. La 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 la. What do we have?
You, psycho.
One more time on each.
He, psycho.
It's like a scared old man right there. I enjoy that. What else do we have?
You, psycho.
Well, Monica, you got screwed in round two, so you win! It's good, though. Both of them good. Hers was pretty good, though. I know.
You sizzle.
And you did nail the
round two.
Yeah, bonus. Yeah. And round two was totally fixed. The fix was in, so you get your vindication.
You won them all.
Antoine, just a loser week for you.
This hasn't been good in this game.
No.
I win other games, I just don't win this one.
But we only remember this one because it's right now. So you go home and you practice. You talk backwards all weekend.
I am.
And you report back next week. For the backwards game here on the K92 Morning Thang.
Billie Eilish. If you are single this Valentine's and you want to have dinner with, yourself, I'll explain here in the trending. Kind of pathetic. Also weird.
The K92 Morning Thang trending top three. Number three.
We also welcome in Belle to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Belle M-N-O-P, as they named her.
Loved it.
Yeah, because Monica's going to New York City today with her besties for the weekend.
I think she should be on the train right now.
Do you think she makes it? Like back.
Back.
Oh, I was going to be like, what?
Yes. She is a survivor.
I think so.
She will figure out. Will New York make it? That's the question.
You know what? Fair question.
Will New York make it?
If New York gives up this weekend, you know exactly why. But yeah, through the magic of technology, Monica's sort of here today as well. So it's going to confuse you because you're going to be like, hey, she wasn't there. And then she's there. And I don't know. But Belle is here as well. What do you, you're on the weekends still?
Yeah. I still do Saturday and Sunday. 2 to 7, so
just chilling. So your weekend afternoons while you're out tooling around or sleeping on the couch or whatever it is.
Put your little bell in your ear.
So she is here, and she's going to hang out with us today and tomorrow, so that is cool. So we'll get into the Valentine's thing here next. But this is now, they're saying, one of the most serious safety risks, courtesy of technology, and this makes a lot of sense, is texting while walking.
Oh, and you said that when we were in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That made you nervous.
Oh, my God. Have you, either of you, gone to a big city since everyone on Earth has a phone and they just use it all the time?
Yes.
Because it is everyone. And they sit there and they're like watching TV while they're walking down the street. They got their earbuds in. In Chicago, they have these huge metal staircases that you have to walk up and down.
Yeah, they were huge.
By the river. And people are doing it and not even looking. Yeah. I mean, people are going to die.
Yeah. It called Zach like to hyperventilate almost. He was so concerned about everybody's safety.
Made me feel like I needed to retire and pull my pants up like an old man. Like, y'all gonna fall down. Texting while walking, they're saying, is worse, obviously, than listening to music or being on your phone. And they're saying it's one of the worst things. And what they're bringing up is a rise in pedestrian deaths.
I hated it at crosswalks.
Huh?
Crosswalks is where I hate it the most. That makes me nervous.
Right, because they're not even looking.
I need you to at least look to see if I'm coming.
I hate that commercial for the, I don't know which car company it is.
I know which one you're talking about.
Where the kid's walking with his head down and he doesn't even pay attention. And the car company is, you know, basically patting themselves on the back saying, look how awesome we are. I have this anti-braking thing. I'm like, but no one is calling this kid out for not looking.
Right.
Like, he deserves to be yelled at.
Sometimes I need to learn a lesson.
I know.
And don't run the kid over, but if you just tap him. Just tap the kid a little bit. Just knock the kid over.
I feel like you should be able to get out and just, because again, he's not
paying
attention.
Push him over?
Just push him over.
Yeah. Let him know what could have happened.
Right, exactly.
I'm on board.
So that reminds me of when I was in college, though. I was like, please hit me. Like, pay my tuition.
Okay, now that's just bail. Well,
that's good to know. Next time I'm driving around tech, I'll be like, all right, look, they're all looking for me to pay their tuition. I got to be very careful.
If you're, I think it's like if you're in within a few miles of the school and you like hit a student, something happens.
They'll pay your tuition?
Yes.
Wow. You know, there was a movie in the 90s called, what was it? Dead Man Walking.
Yes.
Really stupid comedy. Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell was in it. And in the storyline, he was failing and he was going to get kicked out of school. But there was a policy in the school system that if your roommate committed suicide, again, this is a comedy, that you automatically got an A. So he tried to find the most at-risk person on campus to be his roommate. Again, it's horribly wrong.
That is awful.
Kind of funny, though. It is. Dead Man Walking.
Number two.
All right, Belle, you've been here for all of 2 minutes, so I will invade your personal space now.
Okay.
Valentine's Day. Do you have a significant other of any kind?
I do not.
Okay, you do not.
I'm single as a Pringle, I know.
Okay, so you could do this.
That's a weird saying, because Pringles come in a pack of a lot.
So many of them.
There's so many Pringles in there.
Like, there's tons of them in a tube.
Just reach down underneath.
So and you can't eat just one.
Right.
That's not a thing.
So is she saying, I'm single as a Pringle, which means it is on, baby.
It's on.
We are all here. We are ready to roll. We're just laying on top of each other in this can. So in England, for Valentine's Day, there's some restaurant, and they're doing this specifically for single people. So you book a table, and you sit at the table, and you are looking at yourself. It's a mirror. They set you up with a mirror.
You're on a date with yourself.
Yeah. Something
I'll
about a way to promote self-love. You would do that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, beautiful.
So you talk
wow,
to yourself.
Look so pretty tonight.
Look at you. You ordered the same thing I ordered. Oh, my God.
you're ordering for them. She'll have the red wine. She will.
Yes.
Two glasses, please.
Well, that's true. And that way, when you order a second bottle, you'll be like, well, it's not me. It's her.
That's Gabby. That's my alter ego.
They claim that then at the end, it's some sort of social experiment. So they'll lift up the mirror and there's somebody on the other side of the table. I don't know if this is dating. This is weird.
That should have been kept a secret.
Is this
don't
the Masked Singer? What is this?
I don't. So you've been dating you've been on a date with yourself.
And then there's somebody else.
But you've actually been dating somebody else. You just couldn't see them.
Right. So then when they raise the mirror and they see Belle and they say, wow, you've been having a lot of conversations with yourself, haven't you?
So this is how you feel.
Interesting. Well, I'll be darned.
Number one
trending. This is kind of cool. It's a 5-second shopping spree. And it's big on TikTok and Instagram right now.
5 seconds.
Yeah. Maybe Miss Monica, because she's going to New York City, she can go to this convenience store.
Okay.
Because there's only like two in all of New York City. It's a convenience store. And what's happened is the dad owns the store and he's got a son, Ahmed, who's 20. And what Ahmed has been doing is he's posting videos, quick TikTok videos, where he asks customers simple math questions. And if they get it right,
they get to go on a 5-second shopping spree. So in a convenience store, so you can do some decent damage in 5 seconds, but not a ton.
Yeah, well, does it start from the door? Like, what if what I want is in the back?
Well, you better run, boy.
Do I have to just have it on my person, or do I have to return it?
I think you have to go get it. Here this.
If you get this question right, you have 5 seconds to pick up whatever you want. 10 times 10 minus 50.
50.
5, 4. 9 times 9 minus 5.
9 times 9 is 81, minus 5 is 76.
8 times 8. 64. 12 times 12 minus 10.
134.
So this kid, by the way, listen to him because he's trying to get everything in the store. So here he goes.
8 times 3 plus 20.
44. Look at that speaker back there.
3.
Hey, I want that.
2.
Up there.
1.
And $40.
$40? Give him
$40. Give $40.
Wow.
Okay. And give me $40.
I could get to the end of the store in 5 seconds. I could get something.
I think so. She got a box of cheese nips, a bunch of chips, some pastries, 3 bananas, and a newspaper. So
good,
just
gracious.
You know what? It's free.
Right.
It's 5 seconds.
And he says he's doing it because he just thinks it's fun for people to just talk about math and things like that. So that's cool. So just ask for it by name. Convenience store in New York City. It'll be super easy
to
find.
Right up.
Yep. Go on in there and we'll see. Brand new birthday scam is next. It's called You Sound Like Her. I'm calling Amy. Amy works at a clothing store. Mm. And immediately I can't keep it together because Amy sounds exactly like my ex-girlfriend. And it has been one whole week since she dumped me. I'm very, very sad. It's very sad. I'm single as a Pringle. That's what it is. That's next. We got brand new Ghost Hunters on the way. You're going to meet Greg. What did he do to his body that got him ghosted?
Ooh.
We'll find out. Also, we got people texting in. It's Dead Man on Campus. Dead Man on Campus
with Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Well, and as we learned, it's everybody in the movie had to have 3 names because it was Thomas Everett Scott, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
And the director is Gail Ann Hurd.
Mm-hmm. Martin Scorsese, you don't belong in here. Forget it. So that Ghost Hunters is on the way. Then we'll do Craigslist Prices Right. Brand new birthday scam now.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Oh, poor Amy. It's not that she's going to get put through the ringer, but I'm going through the ringer on this one. Zach, can you do a birthday scam from a girlfriend, Amy? She works in a clothing store and has to answer the phones for part of her job, so you should be able to catch her off guard. She absolutely loves your birthday scam, but I don't think she'll see it coming at all. That is from Tim, and I'm calling, and there's something about Amy's voice that just, it tugs at my heartstrings because you sound like her. Birthday scam, K92 Morning Thing.
Thank you for calling. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for... Who is this again?
This is Amy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said a different name there for a second.
Okay. Well, what can I help you with today, sir?
I'm calling because I'm looking to buy a suit.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I can definitely help you with that. Did you have any particular questions or needs?
Yeah, so I'm looking for a suit for... what did you say your name was again?
It's Amy.
Okay, you sound so familiar.
Well, I get that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I meet with a lot of customers, so maybe that's it?
I'm sorry, My head is just kind of spinning here for a second. You sound so familiar. So I'm looking for a suit. Do you have options for different budgets?
Oh, absolutely. We have plenty of options for just about any budget, and we can go
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Okay.
My name is Neil. Can you say my name?
Neil?
Could you say it again?
I'm sorry. Is everything okay?
It's just that I realized why your voice sounds so familiar. It's, you sound exactly like my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
And it's just, her name was Veronica and I, she left me a week ago and I miss her so much. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you that suit and have you feeling great.
Oh,
That is a really good idea. Yes. Yes, let's do that.
Okay. So is this for an event for work or something?
Wedding.
Oh, okay. So you're going to a wedding.
Her wedding.
What?
Whose wedding?
Veronica. My ex. Oh, God. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can. I can't.
Your ex from 1 week ago is marrying somebody else? Are you being serious right now?
Oh, God. You say that just the way that she said it. She would say, "Are you being serious right now, Neil?" And it's the same way.
Oh, okay, sir. Look, maybe I should go and you can
No, please don't leave. Please don't leave me, Veronica. I love you so much.
I'm not her. I'm not Veronica.
But you sound so much like her.
Okay, I have to go now.
Wait, don't go, please. Before you leave, I need to tell you one really important thing.
What?
None of this is real. You're on the radio. Hi. Hi. Hey,
what?
It's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam. Hi, happy birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday, Amy.
Oh, my God. You totally had me going.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday
scam. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down. We are the next contestant on Craigslist Price is Right.
Yes, you guys
this
are.
This is your host. He was not the host of The Price is Right who was unveiled on the... is that spoiler alert? Do I need to say that?
No, you're fine.
Do you have to with a game showy type thing? Because The Masked Singer last night, spoiler alert, go away.
You do have to say it. You do have to say that because people DVR it.
It was a Price is Right person. Let's just put it that way. And I don't know which character they were. So the goat was the potato.
Do you watch the show, Bill?
No,
out of
I don't.
Curiosity.
No.
It's fairly entertaining if you fast forward to the end.
Yeah, Antoine likes to watch the last 5 minutes because he just wants to see who they are.
I just want to see if I can guess who it is. I don't care about the singing or any of the other stuff.
And I just look in the morning with the recap. It just says, here's the so-and-so. Okay, cool. That was good.
Oh,
I'm all done.
That's what they're doing now.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, today's Craigslist Price is Right. I found three items, if we get to three, on Craigslist. Local items that can be purchased now.
Okay.
That Zach and Bill, you guys will... try to guess what they're asking for.
Closest to the asking price. Let's say good morning to Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hey.
Shannon, would you like to team up with me, Zach, or Ms. Bell today?
Zach.
Okay. No offense to Bell. It's like they don't know who you are. They're like, forget
it. They don't know.
I have no idea. So it'll be me and Shannon, and that means Melissa and Christiansburg. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's going to be you and Bell, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, and your job is very difficult. Just sit there. And you're going to win either way, too, which is good, because both people are getting prizes.
Yes.
So what's the first item up for bids today, Antoine?
I'm excited about the first item. Normally, you save the best till last. I'm starting with this one.
I like the best till first.
Yes. So in Blacksburg, there is a doll that's for sale.
I was gonna say dog.
But here's the thing. It is a haunted Guatemalan doll.
Oh, no.
And the seller says...
Okay.
That living with this dog, she has experienced side effects of like hauntings and things
from
happening
this doll.
From the doll.
So it's a doll.
Yes.
And it's from Guatemala.
Yes. And it's a haunted Guatemalan doll.
Is it designed to be a haunted Guatemalan doll? Like, is that how it's built?
I don't know, but this is what it looks like. I'm showing.
Oh, my God. Gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Is there a guarantee of death? Like, if I get this
thing
into my house?
There is no guarantee. Mm. It said it is full of history. It does not say what the history is.
Okay.
Please do not purchase this doll unless you are very accepting of her and her origins.
And being haunted. Okay, so Belle, what you do is you write down.
Oh, right.
You lock in with your bid. And we usually do it in dollars and cents, so there's less chance of us bidding exactly the same.
Okay.
So.
And just haunted, so you guys know while you're figuring it out, this doll has been directly implicated in many supernatural events.
Has it been
directly
responsible for any killings?
Implicated.
Is this a famous doll? Has this doll killed any famous people?
It does not say that.
Okay.
Those records are sealed.
Has it been in any movies?
No.
Was this doll near that Epstein guy?
I don't think so.
All right,
give me some numbers.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I mean, you're taking on a curse. I feel like
really
she should pay me.
Right. I will pay you to get this doll out of my house.
I think she's trying to get, viral attention on the interwebs. Okay. I'm locked.
All right, I am too.
Okay. All right, Zach, you were chosen first.
$21.11 on the dollar.
Oh, no.
$21.11.
Oh, Bill is not close to that. I failed. Bill, what's your guess?
$300.64.
Man.
You are correct to laugh because, Zach, you are the winner.
My gosh, $65.
$65.
$65.
I do know somebody I'd like to sell some stuff to, though. You.
Bill, you play this game like I do. Like, man, wrong.
I Antoine, God bless. Antoine once bid, what was it?
$4,000. It was $4,000.
For a trip to space.
For a trip to outer space, I said $4,000.
I said that too.
$4,000?
Monica said you can't go to Italy for $4,000.
I'm going to tell you what. I went to Disney last week. True. It was more than that.
Epcot, that's an outer space.
You can go to Space Mountain. That's about it. $4,000. All right, point to me in round one.
All right, and just in case if you wanted that doll is located in Blacksburg. All right, okay. If you go to Collins, Virginia, a little south, you can get a tannin bed.
Okay.
It's a tannin bed that has only been used by one person.
Okay.
Gently used. Works well.
Don't rub around in
and
it.
There are light scratches on the lid. So I feel like somebody got trapped inside. But that's not what happened.
Okay. Do we have a picture of the person who used the tannin bed?
I knew you were going to say that.
Like, that's a fair question. Yeah,
no, we do not. We have a picture of said tannin bed. Gotta look fast.
Okay.
Make sure you
don't
see the person.
And it's a tanning bed.
Tanning.
Because a tannin bed would be something to do with wine and all of the tannins. Tanning.
Tanning
bed. That's a decent look.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, it did.
It fits in the room.
All right. All them lights. But I do. I want to know, like, how much rubbing around did this individual
gently.
Do in there?
There was gently rubbing.
Because I do feel like, and this is, you know, I respect all individuals regardless of body size, but I feel like gently used when you're 120 pounds versus when you're 350, that there's more of a gentle use depending on your size.
And you should only use it once or twice per week and allow 2 days in between sessions.
Okay. And does it say how old it is?
It does not.
Okay.
All right.
Used tanning bed. Let's see. Bella's going to say $4 million.
So. Okay, now.
$1, Antoine Terrell, $1.
Okay. I am locked.
I am also locked.
All right, Bella, you go first.
I said $150.75.
$150.75. All right.
See, now I'm on the higher side. I say $411.11.
All right. As much as I would have loved for us to get to a third round, Zach, it's $375.
Right. Congratulations
to Shannon.
There it is.
Good job, Shannon,
but
on your choice.
Melissa, you're getting the prize, too, because we had some extras, and you had to deal with a newbie. So
yeah. Sorry, Melissa.
That's okay.
Love you, mean it.
It doesn't get better, Bill. Let me tell you. I've been playing the game for months.
I did. I would say you did a good job, but I mean, I won, so I think that is a good job by you that I get to win. So thank you.
You like me here, right?
Yeah. Comic-Con is this weekend, so we have that going on. It's at the Berglund Center, Big Lit Comic-Con. We have tickets to that. Also, the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. Saturday night is Superhero Night at the Berglund Center as well. Them's your prizes. Birthday scam all on the way. Also, Hot List, a sexy celebrity male got in big trouble with his girlfriend.
Ooh.
Because he opened his mouth. What did he say about her and about marriage? That is next. A sexy celebrity got his girlfriend mad by something he said. And the two Jonas Brothers who let down the other Jonas Brother.
Who was let down?
Nick was let down. We'll explain.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Charlie Hunnam. You know Charlie Hunnam?
The name sounds familiar.
Belle, do you know Charlie Hunnam?
I don't
Hunnam?
Know.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
That guy. He was originally the 50 Shades guy.
Oh.
And then he freaked out and said, I don't want to be in this movie. So he was never actually in the movie.
Okay.
And then they got the
He
other
read
guy.
The script and said, this sucks. I don't want to be in it.
Kind of. Actually did say that. So he is in trouble with his girlfriend because in a recent interview, he was asked about his views on marriage. And he said, and I quote, sort of indifferent. She does not feel the same. She is very eager to get married. I'll do it because it's important to her, but I don't have any sort of great romantic feelings toward it.
Well, at least he's honest.
Yeah.
Very, very straightforward. That's not what she wants to hear.
Yeah. So very she's mad at him now. And then he had to turn around and apologize immediately afterward.
Can you apologize from that, though? Like, are you able to come back from that?
Well, you can apologize, but will you be forgiven?
You will not be.
I don't know.
That Bill? Is the question. I mean, I don't know. That's really tough.
Depends how hot he is.
Yes, it definitely depends.
Well, I mean, he's hot. Charlie's very hot.
He's
but
hot.
But when he proposes, you know it's half-hearted. You know, yeah, when he finally gives you thinking. That ring.
Right. But I'm also crazy, so I would be like, he really doesn't want to marry me. Like, oh my gosh. I would be thinking that the entire time.
But for the most part, you can't get somebody hotter than him. So if he you is. Really I, like
but that
this
doesn't
guy.
Matter. I would rather have, like, someone that's ugly.
See,
that, like,
everybody says that.
Me.
Nobody means it.
I know.
People say that, but they never mean it.
No, okay, if there is a guy, if I have two choices, and one of them is a guy that is a little less attractive than the other one, and he is eager to marry me and, like, excited and actually, like, genuinely loves
and
me.
Richer. Listen, yeah. And richer is what
exactly.
she said.
Exactly.
That's the key
she,
word.
She said she went from, if he was ugly, fine, and then just now she said a little less attractive.
Exactly. So okay. Just remember, looks don't matter. As long as the person owns their own business.
Exactly.
That's basically the way it goes. Speaking of relationships, there's rumors that Demi Lovato is dating Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. Demi.
That's not a couple
Demi,
that
baby.
I would have
no,
put
no,
together.
No, baby, no.
They've been friends, so they've been sort of tied together before. They were photographed leaving a members-only club together, 2 a.m. This is the thing with me and Demi Lovato is I don't think she puts herself in good situations.
No, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's 2 a.m. Don't go to a club till 2 a.m.
You need to be at home. Yeah.
If you're a recovering addict, and I think a lot of people who go through that program would agree, you don't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
But a bigger question here. Do you refer to Machine Gun Kelly as Machine Gun? Like, is that what do you call him? Like, is it
MGK is...
Yeah,
I'm not calling initials. Him that, okay? MGK.
Yeah. You don't call him Kelly. I can't see her just calling him Kelly.
Right, but like, does she call him...
Machine?
Machine.
Machine! No. Change the laundry.
Yeah.
Is it me? You call him Machine?
I feel like in a relationship, his name would be Kelly. Like, that's how...
Is that his first name or is that his last name?
I'll find out.
Google, please find out.
But you can do... Come on, Demi.
Antoine's my smart speaker. Antoine, please tell me Machine Gun Kelly's real name.
Richard.
Richard is it?
Richard Coulson Baker.
Where's that
There's
Kelly?
No Kelly at all in his
I
name.
I swear I thought Kelly was a part of his name.
No.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, no.
Well, then where in the world did that come from?
Because Richard Kelly, what is it? Richard
Coulson.
Yeah, Richard Coulson is not a rapper name. So
yeah,
Machine
that
Gun.
Is true.
Machine Gun, that's it. And you know what? No. If it's not even Kelly, I am not calling you Machine. Yeah. I'm not calling you Gun. Yeah. I'm not calling you MGK. You are Richard. You're Richard, young man. Or Richie. That's it. That's all you get.
Oh,
you
no.
don't even get Rick.
Where did Kelly come from? It makes no sense.
I don't know. Okay. Well, you know what I do know? Joe and Kevin Jonas, they let Nick down. They did.
How is Kevin in a position to let anybody down?
Because Nick had spinach in his teeth at the Grammys.
Oh,
remember
I saw
this?
And they didn't tell
him? Yeah, they didn't tell him. And Joe and Kevin, listen to what they did right before the performance.
I will say, though, we haven't talked about this. Right before the performance, I did like a teeth check with Joe. And Joe did one with me.
No.
And
but what I said to...
I have not said this to you, and I forgot
why
to
would
mention
you say this.
I did
enough about you not checking my teeth.
Mm-hmm. What a letdown.
Joe and Kevin are jealous because Nick is the most famous of all the Jonas
sisters.
So they check their own teeth, and they're like, dude, he got like a whole salad in there. It's going to be awesome.
They don't have people back there to do that?
I guess not.
Let's give him some
Can't
bad
trust
PR.
Your little brothers.
So Nick does say he has a good spirit about all of it.
You know, the only way I could reason with it, because it is like fun. Funny and it's whatever. It's also a little embarrassing. But it's like you can be having the best year of your career at the top of your game, performing on the Grammys as a nominee, and still have spinach in your teeth. So God has an amazing way of humbling you.
That's good.
See,
like that.
I like Nick.
And then he's also like, Joe and Kevin, you're the worst.
Yep. Behind the scenes. Yep.
When That's why I'm richer. I'm
gonna put I actually you, cannot believe you.
Put your hand in some warm water while you're sleeping. Get ready for it.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Sometimes shocking stories in the news.
Yes.
Or hilarious. Or shockingly hilarious. Shock-larious even.
Mm-hmm. Shock-larious.
Mine, there are people on Instagram, influencers. These are people who tell you what to do and then you blindly follow them. They say water is no longer necessary.
Really?
Yeah, you don't need water anymore.
No.
What? I know.
That's full of crap
you
right there.
You can sub it
That's
out.
Full of crap.
It's full of something else. It's not crap, but what is it? That is my story. Antoine, what will you be bringing to the table?
When did a bridesmaid ruin a wedding?
Monica Brooks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, when did that happen to you, Monica? No.
When they're Monica Brooks. Correct answer. Yay.
A mom, she's being shamed for something she's doing.
Some mom shaming. Okay. Mm-hmm. So wellness influencers on Instagram say they don't drink water anymore. They hydrate through blank. Is it A, their own spit? B, their own sweat? Mm-hmm. Or C, fruit?
It's B.
You think it's B?
I'm going C.
They lick their own arms.
They lick their own arms.
Well, Monica, I'm here to report that you are...
No. Okay, good. That means you're wrong.
I'm going fruit.
Antoine is correct. Okay. It's fruit.
They lick their own arms.
Sometimes the simplest answer is the best answer, because how would you sweat if you weren't hydrated in the first place?
Well, you put it back in there. It's back in. Ooh,
and Monica doesn't count spit as hydrating, though she does count it as a child's drink, as we remember when she made her own daughter drink her spit.
You know,
what was the choice?
A cupcake, a moist cupcake. Or moisture, the water.
Wow. But she ate the cupcake and she needed moisture.
And she was
moisture.
Still thirsty.
And you said, well, you can eat your own spit.
Yeah.
Just collect it in your mouth and drink it down and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, they're all right with that.
Or lick your arm, I guess, according to you.
Break a sweat?
No, it's fruit. These stupid influencers say bottled water is toxic and dirty and it's all business and marketing. We hydrate with, and they call it living water. They say bottled water is dead water.
It needs a name.
That's an interesting branding thing, though.
It is.
Living water. So they say they get their living water through fruits and vegetables.
Look at them. Wow.
I mean, cucumbers and celery do have a lot of water in them, so I guess
is something like Gwyneth Paltrow started?
Drain a strawberry.
A doctor says this is stupid. Actually, that's not his exact quote, but it says I would highly discourage people from giving up on water.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of sugars and fruits.
But Instagram said to.
The Insta
said so. Mm-mm-mm. Antoine, a wedding was ruined.
Yes, a bridesmaid ruined a wedding. At what point of the wedding did she decide to ruin it?
Oh, she decided. Interesting.
Well, I mean, it was. Okay. She did it.
All right.
Was it during the speech? Was it during the bouquet toss? Or was it during the first dance?
The speech.
When did she decide to ruin it? You say it was the speech.
I always find that most people ruin the speech. I'm going to go with the first dance. She did something. She invaded that territory, and it's first dance.
All right. Well, Zach, you would be wrong. Monica, you are correct. It was during her speech.
Correct.
She ended her speech.
Uh-oh.
Announcing her pregnancy.
Oh, I hate that.
Her
She's
last,
a moment stealer.
Her last line of her speech was, and I am so excited to announce that as the bride's best friend, I'd like her to be an honorary aunt to my baby who is due this summer.
Can you boo that woman? I think you can boo that woman. You got to boo her. You have to boo her.
And the bride said she saw it coming because this bridesmaid would not pose the same way. And she's only 12 weeks pregnant at this point, so you're barely showing. She would only pose holding her stomach.
Aha.
That was the only way she would pose in any of the pictures.
The stomach hold is always that giveaway.
Yeah. But she's not even, and the bride said she's not holding anything. She doesn't have that pouch yet.
No, but she's, in her mind she does, Antoine.
Wow.
Oh, man. I hate the moment stealers.
She did just ruin that.
Mom shaming.
Yeah, this mom was being shamed for what? A, posting baby pics on social media.
How dare she?
Yeah. You know, in the bathtub, so cute. Ooh. Her kid's lunchbox.
How dare she? I just keep saying it louder.
Or C, drinking her own breast milk.
How dare she?
Ooh. Breast milk. What? I'm going breast milk.
Yeah, because if you came up with that, I have a lot of questions. So I'm going breast milk on this one.
No, it's B.
What?
Her kid's lunchbox.
The kid's lunchbox?
Yeah, because the way she...
That means
you're wrong. You gave it a boo.
Yes,
Well, she's one of the IG influencers or something because she posts a picture of what she puts in her elementary school kid's lunchbox.
Breast milk?
Well, two bananas, a bag full of grapes, three apples, there's little tomatoes, carrots, two granola bars, there's cucumbers.
That's a lot of food.
It's a lot. And a sandwich.
Is his lunchbox a cooler?
That's what I'm saying.
A Yeti cooler.
And people are saying, what are you doing that for? Why?
Is this Shaquille O'Neal's mama? Is that what
that's what it is? It's a little kid.
Mama
like,
O'Neal.
He's clearly not going to eat it. It's a waste. Because the kid's probably going to say, ooh, I'll take a bite of sandwich. Hey, hand me your fruit roll up.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's setting him up with trading material for the entire place. Though I don't know what
he's
kids
who wants a cuke.
Hey, you got any grapes?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. No, so, yeah, she's being shamed for celebrating her lunchbox, how she packs every day.
Okay.
What a waste.
And I bet you, there's no way that kid eats that. I can't stand, it's such a messed up thing as a parent because if my son went to school with his lunch and he ate all of it and he came back and there was nothing in there, I'd be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
So when he comes back and there's one tiny bite of 17 different things and the rest is in there and I have to throw it out, I'm mad.
Yeah.
But I should just pretend he ate it. Just throw the whole thing out. Assume it was empty when he came home. I'd be okay with it. But I'm mad that he wasted it.
Yep. So much food just gone.
Can I have Cheez-Its? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of food. Like,
that is a ton of food.
Yeah.
Is he a big kid?
Nope.
Sumo?
No. Nope.
You sure it's not Shaquille?
I'm sure. I'm
okay.
Positive.
Yeah. All right, fine.
That's
Do it
funny.
For the gram, baby.
I know
Always remember it's about the gram.
I was not feeling as good as hell.
You were not?
I was not.
When you threw your temper tantrum?
I was throwing a grown-up hissy fit in public because I had just had it, y'all. I had been to, this is now my third grocery store.
What took you to the brink of a hissy fit in public?
It is too hard to find Israeli couscous in this stupid city.
Oh, wow.
I hate it. I gotta move.
Another hissy fit right now. It's happening.
I know.
You're just thinking about it. So what it, well, what is it so, why is that couscous the one that you need so much?
Because it is different, Antoine. Don't you know anything? I don't expect you to know anything.
Okay, that's true, okay, because good. I know nothing all about right, this topic.
Fair enough. Couscous, if you don't know, again, you're probably better off that you don't. It's some sort of grain pasta thing that you can buy at the store, and they're tiny little granules. See, couscous is good.
Is it similar to quinoa?
It's smaller.
Okay.
You don't know what couscous is at all.
No, no. I know what quinoa is. I don't know what couscous is.
Yeah, couscous is tiny. It's these tiny little flakes, and it comes together. It's almost, I would say, one step up from like polenta or cornmeal grits kind of stuff. So it's the next consistency.
Very
up.
Small.
Very small.
Ooh,
except
I see it now.
Israeli couscous is bigger. Size matters.
Yes,
here.
It does.
It's more of a, they call them pearls. So like the little. Maybe you go get bubble tea. You know, it's got those little circles in there.
Oh, I see it now.
These are more like circles. And they're impossible to find in this dumb city of jerks.
What?
I just can't.
Jerktown.
I was just so mad. I was so mad at Jerktown yesterday. I just needed to move. Like, is it this hard to find Israeli couscous?
What does your hissy fit look like?
This. I'm having it again. Does this not look like?
Do you fold your arms?
I do. Okay. What I should do, because I'm kind of having the hissy fit all over again right now.
Thinking about it.
And I am sort of folding my arms. And meh, 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 meh. So what it looks like in public, Antoine, is I look completely normal, but all of this is going on in my head.
Ooh. Yes.
So
okay.
You're not moving. No bodily movement.
No, I'm just walking.
So you're just freaking out in your head.
Under my breath, I'm like, stupid town of jerk.
You're stomping off like a little kid that's been told no.
Jerktown, USA.
See, that happened to me the other day, but I got in my car and threw my hissy fit. I went to a gas station, and I don't know why this annoyed me so much, but it did. I went, and I was about to, you know, put my card in, and there was a sign on it that said, all of our card readers are down. Please see the attendant to pay for gas.
Oh, that's
I said, I will absolutely do no such thing.
Abandon your car. Forget it. Get a bike.
So I had Uber. Enough gas to make it to another gas station, so that's what I did. And the bad part about it, I was two pumps over from the attendant. Like I could have flicked my debit card over to them.
Absolutely not. That is unneeded contact with another human.
Exactly.
I would have loved it if you went to the next one and their card machine was down too.
Oh, I would have left the car. I would have quit.
I'd tell you right now, there's a grocery store in town that ain't reading my chip right now. It's the only place in town. Chip malfunction every time I go. It's and what I don't like a hissy fit again is I have to put the thing in, chip malfunction, and it's very rude. It goes. And I already know it's going to deny me two more times, but it has to deny you two more times before it lets you do the swipe.
That
oh,
is
no.
so annoying. Because
then people are judging you. Be like, ugh.
Yeah. Look
at him. He's probably bouncing him, checks all no over money town. Over there.
Yeah, Zach Jackson.
Boy, radio's really hard times. That's what it is. Text 52353. This person's hissy fit, also food related. Grabbing dinner on the go, and they stopped at KFC.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out they don't have potato wedges anymore.
Yep.
So this person, this is hissy fit number one. They just left. They left. That's it. They wanted wedges.
I'm out.
They left. So they went to Taco Bell / Pizza Hut. You know the thing? They're going, pizza oven down.
You're joking.
Mm-mm. And the words out of this person's mouth, and I quote right from the text, just go wherever. Nothing else matters anyway.
I don't even care what I eat. Just give me something.
There's no food left on earth.
That has to be frustrating. Pizza oven down.
Yeah. So Belle had a whole cup of coffee dumped on her.
Oh, yeah. Body. Okay. So my hissy fit. I went to go grab the Lord's juice, you know, the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got some breakfast, like a whole breakfast meal. Okay. Sure. I will not name the place because I'm a nice person.
Because they spilled coffee all over
coffee.
You.
Yeah. You okay. haven't forgiven them.
So what happened was she didn't put the lid all the way on the coffee, and I go to grab it. Well, she's holding it from the bottom, so I take it from the top because I'm not going to touch your hand, you know, whatever.
Because she's gross, I guess. And that thing pops off and you are covered in coffee.
Oh my gosh. And I am not a small cup of coffee girl. Okay. Mm-mm. Sister gets the large over here. So I take it. It goes all over me, all over my car. And she just looks at me and I'm like, can I get some napkins?
Did she give you another coffee?
Yeah, she eventually did.
Begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Eventually. Not fast enough.
She was not nice about it.
Were
no,
you
she,
injured?
She was not nice. No, you would have thought that I would have had like a burn or something.
But
I'm so disappointed you didn't, because you wouldn't even have to work anymore. No. Yeah,
but
you get that burn.
I'm going to say this, you know, maybe she was helping. Like maybe your car needed that fresh coffee scent.
Yes.
Like maybe she was fragrancing.
Yes.
Your car for you.
Your car smelled old. Do you have an old car?
Not really, no. Well,
not really.
Yeah, see, it's so old-ish. It smelled old. Yeah. See, people with cats never smell the cat litter box. Listen,
that's what it is.
It doesn't need to smell like old coffee, though.
No, it smells like fresh coffee. Yeah. I would also argue no one should ever grab coffee from the lid top.
Yeah, but she's on it from the bottom.
Well, I know, and you don't have to touch her gross human hand. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, you don't grab anything from the lid top. No.
It wasn't just the lid, okay? Like, mm-mm. I grabbed
I come in two hands.
Very elitist. This is what drove Meghan Markle out of England. So it's the same thing, just so you know. Text 52353 if you'd like to weigh in on your little hissy fit. Backwards game is next.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.